Monica Ng is a reporter with Axios Chicago. I love on Axios when I get the newsletter every day, Monica, that it tells what you did over the weekend or what the reporters visited or who's celebrating a birthday. It feels so local and homey to me, and I like that.
Well, that's what we try to do because we're all right here in Chicago, not in some other part of the country giving you the Chicago news.
What'd you do over the weekend, Monica?
I tried to avoid all of the traffic jams from so many festivals. Soldier Field, Kendrick Lamar, and then the thing at Sox Park, and then all the, like, and I love festivals, you know, but you had Greek Fest going on Lincoln Park, Rib Fest over in Roscoe Village. And I just visited with friends and went to a lot of graduation parties and a Sun Times alumni party and a Chicago Tribune alumni party.
My gosh. I went to the 57th Street Art Fair in between sets at the Blues Fest, and I had never been and fell in love with it.
Wow. Did you buy anything?
Yeah, I did. I found one of my favorite artists from New Orleans. I bought my son a ring, and I met a child who might be, I shouldn't say child, maybe teenage years. She might be nonverbal. She was in a chair and she paints cards and sells them. Her parents were there, and it just helps raise money for people with disabilities, and the cards are fantastic.
Wow, so, that's so great.
Yeah, I'll find out the name. I did take a picture so I could say something, and then I'll share it with everyone. But I want to talk about this story that you published in Axios about the 72 Illinois communities with lead in the water.
Yeah, not just lead, but really high amounts of lead to the point where they had to notify the people in the community and take corrective action. So that's pretty high, and that's even under a system that's considered way too lenient. That system's finally going to change in a couple of years because the federal government and everybody agreed, look, we have to have better standards. So it's always shocking because, as you know, no level of ingested lead is safe, according to health authorities.
Right. We know that this causes brain damage in children. We're talking about, you know, damage to children. And I know as we search for a cure for autism, we know what the cure is when it comes to lead, and we just don't seem to get it done.
It's, you know, every time I've talked to officials about this over the last two decades, because that's how long I've been covering it, they just seem daunted by the task, because Illinois has more lead water lines than any state in the nation, and Chicago has more than any other city. Because of building codes that we had for years that actually required them, while other cities were banning them, saying, no, we know that these are so dangerous, don't use them. Our building code required them, which has just left this horrible legacy.
Yeah, and it's all cost, right?
It's a huge cost.
Yeah. And I saw that McLean County in central Illinois, Will and Kane counties, were exceeding levels since 2020, the most, and then most recently in Lake and Cook counties. Is this something they put in your water bill? I remember when I lived in Batavia, there used to be a notation in there about when they would exceed levels on something. Are people informed about this?
Well, they try to inform people through different methods, whether it's, you know, a website, or they try to put it in newspapers. Or they try to, you know, put it on the water department site. I mean, not a lot of people go to the Chicago Department of Water Management site, but they need to inform people several different ways that this is high and that they should be taking precautions.
All right. What can people do? Did you come up with any suggestions, especially if they have children and there's high lead levels? Will a filter work? What works?
Well, I've been giving the same advice for two decades now. First of all, the Department of Water and actually the FDA says run your water. If you have lead pipes, and about 86% of Chicagoans do, run your water in the mornings for 5 minutes before you ingest any of it. You can wash your clothes, you can shower, you can, you know, use it to fill up your humidifiers. But they say do not drink that water until you've run it for 5 minutes. And that's the same when you get home from work. Anytime it's been still for more than 8 hours, you need to run the water for 5 minutes to reduce the level of lead in there. You should also be filtering with a filter that is certified to remove metals. Not just any Brita filter, but one that says it is certified to remove heavy metals.
That's important advice, and I've never heard anybody say it before. I guess I should have been listening to you 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the Water Department site, but very few people go to it. You know?
Right, right. I found info about Samantha, who I bought a card from. It's called Abstract Journey, a Disability Enterprise. Her name is Samantha Peloza. So if you see her and her parents out, buy their cards. They're wonderful. Monica, keep up with the great reporting. This is important stuff for people to know.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.